The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, if you're not travelling, you might be socialising locally, and Christmas usually means meeting up with friends and family for a couple of pints, a few cocktails maybe, and then January, your health and wallet may have hoped for a bit more restraint as you look back on what you did. But how about a festive season which is free of hangovers? Well, I'm joined now by one of the founders of the Virtue Club in Tralee, where people can have a non-alcoholic night out. Lisa Curran, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. When did you decide to come up with this wheeze?
Well, do you know what? Now, it's not that long ago. It was actually the 16th of October. So it's grown legs really, really quickly. And I can't believe it. I mean, it's just something that people need rather than want.
Yeah. Now, you're not a teetotaler
or
hadn't been up to the pandemic. So you were having a few drinks during the pandemic and didn't like the feeling of it.
Well, I think I'm more of an occasional drinker. So I'll drink at weddings, I'll drink at birthdays, when there's an occasion, I'll drink. But, you know, it's very hard for people my generation. I'm in my 30s. The main thing for meeting up with people is going to the pub. And I think that's what a lot of people do and a lot of people missed during the pandemic. But I also think while people were at home, they really found different coping mechanisms. So a lot of people coming out of the pandemic, they wanted to rethink their drinking.
Yeah.
And that's what we kind of jumped on.
So the Virtue Club, where does it happen?
Well, at the moment, we have a base in Tralee, which is going absolutely flying. But we are branching out to other venues across the country. We'll come into a venue, we'll check out their vibe, and we'll create a night surrounding their surroundings. So people that are coming in there have the same vibe as they're used to, but they have more options to taste and test out all the big range of alcohol-free at the moment. I mean, the range is huge.
There's no alcohol at all in the venue, but if I walked into it, it would be just like any pub, except no alcohol on the shelves. But there would be non-alcoholic beers, non-alcoholic offerings of various kinds, mocktails and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, when you walk in the door, it looks exactly like a regular bar. We have loads of different companies, we've loads of different brands, we've loads of different options from spirits to ciders to lagers to mocktails, proseccos, wines, everything you could ask for on a night out, except they're alcohol free.
Except all is alcohol free. And how does it go down? I remember years ago I went to a match in Paris in the Stade de France, and the people were swilling back the beer to beat the band, and there was a great atmosphere. And then we found out that the beer was non-alcoholic.
You see, that's
and
the
nobody,
thing.
Nobody knew. So the vibe in the Virtue Club is like as if people were swilling back alcohol. It just creates a buzz.
It creates such a buzz. And we really found that the placebo effect of holding a bottle and holding a pint and looking around you and seeing everyone else doing the same really, really loosens people up. It's like that Dutch courage is in you. And we're definitely trying to remould the mindset that you don't have to have alcohol to have a good night and socialise and get comfortable in your surroundings. It's not the alcohol that does that. It's the atmosphere. It's the people you're with. It's the vibe of your surroundings. It's all that rather than the alcohol.
Well, it's a wonderful undertaking. Lisa Curran, one of the founders of the Virtue Club, based in Tralee, but expanding all around the place. Thank you very much for joining us.